I'm Dean Robentini, WRPR Sports. A full semester is hard for any student. 16 to 18 credits usually, then maybe add a job, social life, or being a part of a sports team or club. I wanted to look inside what it's like to be a student athlete. So I followed Jimbo Long, junior point guard for Ramapo men's basketball team, to see what a semester is like for a student athlete. So Jimbo, can you take me through a typical week academically, from class schedules to, you know, free time you have?
A typical school week for me is pretty hectic. I take 16 credits. I go to class every single day. My off day from school is actually on Wednesdays, so that's usually the day I get to do all my schoolwork and try to catch up on everything during that day.
So can you give me the same thing, but for basketball, what your sports week is like?
A typical sports week for me is almost as pretty busy as my school schedule. We have practices every night, usually right after my classes, Monday through Saturday. We start, with practices and everything when we start school in September. So we really just get off to a quick start. So it's Monday through Saturday. Sunday's usually our rest day, and then it's back to work again on Monday.
The school must have a big spotlight on you academically. What are some of the standards that the school holds to you as a student athlete?
It's not so much the school that holds me to certain standards. NCAA holds me to a minimum of a 2.0 GPA in order to play. But I am a math major, and there's actually no restriction on my GPA for my major, but I'm in the teaching program, and that requires me to have a minimum of a 3.0 GPA, and it's pretty difficult with all the schoolwork and practices that I have, but I stay focused, do all my work, and I get it done.
Jimbo was right. As written on the NCAA website, Division III student athletes must hold a minimum 2.0 GPA, and also Division III athletes cannot be offered athletic scholarships. There is a lot of pressure for these students to stay focused on their schoolwork while balancing practices and games. I finished my interview with Jimbo by asking him what his strategy is for organizing schoolwork and basketball.
I mainly have one strategy that's been working pretty well for me. I try to plan out my weeks, usually on every Sunday, because that is my off day from practices. I try to keep a tight schedule rather than going with the flow, because sometimes when you go with the flow and you don't have a set list of goals, like work can pile up and you can fall behind. But, I stay committed to my plan, and I work hard on and off the court.
I wanted to change focus on coaching, so I went to my old junior college at Middlesex County College to talk to baseball coach CJ Mooney. What are the standards that you hold for your players during the season academically?
Well, here I do hold my players to a high standard. I demand a B average, a 3.0 GPA. I don't want to come off as a hard ass. I will work with each player. And say that if they go below that line, I will work with them, see why they're falling behind. I will try and get them tutoring and get their grades back up. But it's very important that my players maintain a B average, a respectable average, while they attend this institution.
So when you recruit players for the next season, it could be high school seniors or even transfers, how much of an impact are their grades and academic performance into your decision on having them come play here at school?
Well, it's a great window into their how they're doing and how they will do if I do take them on my freshman class. Seeing there how they're doing in community college as a transfer or as a senior high school will tell me their work ethic and how well they're doing in their current academic career, and if they will pursue that and maintain that in this institution.
I switched gears and went back to Ramapo to follow Jimbo on a Tuesday morning to see how he starts his day and what else he has planned.
So it's 9 in the morning. Where are you headed to right now?
I'm headed to my 9:30 class today. It's Calc 1. It's a little difficult, but I'm still managing to get through it.
So what do you have to do after this class?
After this, I usually go to Birch to grab some food. Then right after that, I have to head to my 12 o'clock class. And then shortly after, I try to hit the gym as much as I can, but right before practice at tonight.
And that's your typical Tuesday?
Yeah, usually that's my typical Tuesday, honestly. Doesn't really change.
Well, Jimbo sure does have a busy schedule. For any student athlete, every semester is tough because of class, practice, schoolwork, and games. Biggest advice I can give a student athlete out there is to stay organized as possible and make sure you keep your grades up while giving it your all on the field. I'm Dean Romantini, WRPR Sports.